Now, this year, New South Wales introduced a new HSC physics syllabus that is going to be focusing on physics itself and how it's used, rather than the historical development. Although the new syllabus mentions 25 scientists, not one of them are women. In the studio now, we have researcher Catherine Ross and Tom Gordon, a senior science communicator and PhD candidate from the University of Sydney. Catherine and Tom, thanks so much for speaking to us this morning.
Hi, thanks heaps for having us.
So what do you guys, just first of all, think of the changes that have been made to the syllabus?
Well, there are a lot of changes. They've gotten rid of a lot of the background and context of physics and the development of physics, a lot of the history, and introduced some new topics like magnetism and also thermodynamics. It's become a little bit more technical and there's a lot more experiments, which I know Tom and I are pretty excited about. We love a good experiment.
The syllabus seems to be a lot more in-depth and rigorous is the word that's being thrown around. But yeah, as I'm sure Kat was about to say, there are some gaping holes in the syllabus.
Yes, yeah. Not to mention, they're claiming it's a lot more mathematical. They have introduced many more equations, but the actual difficulty of those equations hasn't changed at all. There's not any new maths, there's just a lot more of the equations that they have to use. But marketing it as a sort of mathematical and rigorous syllabus are the terms that kind of deter women from taking the subject in the first place. Not to mention, as you said, there is not a single woman in the syllabus anyway, so that certainly doesn't help the cause. Yeah.
So what is this going to mean for the kids who are now coming through who are going to have this syllabus as part of the HSC?
The thing that I think it means is it takes away some representation of who does physics. So it really looks like physics is done by men because there are only men in the syllabus. Now, we all know that's not true, but that's what it looks like. And that takes away, like I said, the representation of not only women, but men also. Like, physics is done by people, but we're only presenting it as done by men. And I think that's pretty bad. Like, we need to show people that physics is done by people.
And it also tells the women that even if you do the physics and you do the work and you make a contribution, you're not worth us celebrating and you're not worth us learning about. So regardless of what you do, your contributions to physics is not as important as any contribution that a man does.
We have to mention as well that this is where we're focusing on the physics syllabus. Both Kat and I are physicists, so we're focusing on the physics syllabus. But we did look through all of the syllabus. And, like, I love this story. It's horrible, but I love it, so I have to tell you. But across all of the new syllabus that has been introduced, will be taught next year in Year 12 to HSC, there are three female scientists named, right? In one of the topics across seven or eight different science topics, three of them. One of them is Marie Curie, who is a dual Nobel Prize winner, and two of them, get this, are Edna Krabappel and Maggie Simpson.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
There are more cartoon characters than actual female scientists.
It's supposed to be a dot point about, you know, the research process, right? So you can publish a paper with a fake name. So three scientists and two of them are not real.
I hate it. Mm-hmm. I hate it so much.
It's amazing.
You and me alike, yes.
Especially
as a woman. I know when I was learning about this physics course, it's such a crucial time for women to spark a love for science and really learn that they want to do this subject and pursue a career in STEM. And in that crucial time, they need role models to inspire and to let them set reasonable goals that they can achieve. And not having those role models basically means that you're very vulnerable to things like imposter syndrome, where you constantly think you don't belong. And any sort of success that you have, you attribute to external factors and not yourself. It's, you know, because I was lucky, or because they didn't realize that it wasn't me, or because I worked so hard rather than on natural skill. Whereas men without imposter syndrome tend to attribute it to their own success and their own skills. And when you don't have role models and you don't learn that women can do physics, you're much more likely to suffer from these things.
So in an ideal world, if I gave you both the power to make changes to the syllabus, what I know, get excited, get the little magic wand out, what would you guys ideally like to see?
Well, I mean, first of all, obviously, maybe one or two women. I know that's a wild ask, but at least maybe a couple women. The thing is, this syllabus has the space for them. For example, they learn about spectral classes, but why not talk about the actual woman, Annie Jump Cannon, who discovered and created these spectral classes? She changed the way that we looked at stars, and we already learned that content. We just needed to attribute it to the woman. But then we can also learn about Marie Curie, who Tom already mentioned a little bit earlier, won 2 Nobel Prizes for physics and chemistry, the first person and only woman to do so. And we learn about radioactivity, which was her field. Let's talk about what her research actually involved. I think that's such important physics and really important content that students can learn about. So if I had a magic wand, I'd be popping women in everywhere. Like, let's learn about all of them. So many.
So Kat mentioned some places where we can fit female scientists in. Another great example is the syllabus talks about car safety. But we've just figured out that the windscreen wipers and rear view mirrors were invented and designed by a female inventor, female engineer. And that's not mentioned, even though they're one of the most important pieces of car safety.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of places to put women, but also it doesn't mean that we can't rewrite the syllabus or rewrite parts of the syllabus that include actual, proper, legit, like important science, like pulsars. The first discovery of a pulsar was actually called LGM for Little Green Men because they didn't want to remove the possibility that it could have been aliens. It was discovered by Jocelyn Bell Burnell, who is now Professor Jocelyn Bell Burnell. She just won a prize for being excellent, which was $3 million, and gave it all away donated all of it to increase diversity in science and physics. But there's a perfect opportunity to put scientists like her and so many others in the syllabus because we have literally cut them out.
You guys have dropped the names of some really impressive women. So, clearly it's not for a lack of having women to speak about.
Nope.
So if people are listening, I know that this is certainly something that's got a lot of people really up in arms. Is there anywhere that, people can go or someone they can talk to try and, I guess bring some women back into physics?
Yeah, there's actually a few things you can do. So because this syllabus is new, it's going through a review period at the moment. So you can go online to the Board of Studies or into NESA and put a review saying something that you want to see changed on this syllabus and write, that we want to see women included. We want to see an actual representation of what physics is like. But you can also email us. I mean, we're working to get this changed as well. We're pretty up in arms as well, naturally. And we're working to get this changed as well. Or write to your minister, write to the government. Just basically be as annoying as you can and hopefully they'll do something, really.
Fingers firmly crossed.
Well, that's what we're planning to do. Just be as annoying as we can.
Basically.
Gets you places in the world.
Yay.
Catherine, Tom, thanks so much for speaking to us this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
That was Catherine Ross and Tom Gordon from the University of Sydney speaking to us this morning about some of the changes being made to the HSC physics syllabus. The mention of women has basically been taken out. There's 25 mentions of scientists in the physics syllabus. No women. So there's a horrifying statistic for your Monday.